The message today is called A Circumcised Heart. Each and every day we live in this world, it becomes more and more ungodly. And as Christians, we're feeling the pressure to change, to be more like this world, and for us to move away from the ways of God. But the Spirit of the Lord is still working to touch our hearts, to draw us closer to God, calling us to continue to believe in the power of God, for us to believe in the saving grace of God through Christ Jesus. See, the enemy will be defeated. We cannot allow him to take us down with him. We must fight and change our hearts while there's still time. The condition of our hearts had to be made like that of Christ Jesus. It's not good enough for us to talk about God and our Lord Christ Jesus and our hearts remain the same. Our hearts must become like that of Christ. In the beginning, the way God entered into a covenant with mankind was through circumcision of the flesh. Every male underwent circumcision as a sign of being included in the covenant between God and mankind. When a male boy became 8 days old, they were circumcised under God's covenant. No matter if they were a born Israelite or a foreigner, they had to be circumcised. It was an everlasting covenant. This practice continued even after the Israelites left Egypt. While in the desert, the Lord once again made a requirement that every male undergo circumcision of the flesh. This is required because all of the men of military age had died in the desert, and the young males were not circumcised. See, those who disobeyed the Lord died in the desert because they broke the commandments of the Lord. God made those who were uncircumcised, who met the required age, undergo circumcision. And the Israelites could not move forward until this was completed. And you and I cannot move forward in our faith with our hearts uncircumcised. We cannot grow our faith with our hearts uncircumcised, thinking that we're serving God. Through circumcision of the flesh, we were supposed to turn our hearts to the Lord. But we got stuck in religious practice of circumcising the flesh. So the Lord declared that a day was coming when those who were only circumcised in the flesh would perish. The Lord declared that all nations are really uncircumcised because everyone's heart remained uncircumcised. We must learn what God expects from us so we can carry out God's will. We cannot continue to get off track and miss God's purpose for our lives because our hearts remain uncircumcised. So Christ tried to straighten this out for us. He taught about how he did one miracle and they was astonished. How Moses taught about being circumcised on the Sabbath based on God's word and they believed him, but they got angry at the Lord for healing on the Sabbath. So the Lord said, we have to stop judging by mere appearances and make right judgments. Our hearts have to be circumcised. Circumcision on the flesh only has value if we can observe the whole law. But since we continue to break God's word, we have become as if we are uncircumcised. But those who are uncircumcised, who's able to keep the whole law, regarded if they have been circumcised. See, God's word said that we who was not physically circumcised yet obey God's word, condemn those who have the written code or are circumcised, but they break God's word every day. See, Paul teaches us that we should not seek to fulfill the requirements of the commandments of God through physical circumcision. Physical circumcision and being uncircumcised is nothing. The only thing that really counts is keeping the commandments of God and that we accept the situation we're called into. So religious people of the time were off track when it came to circumcision. Therefore, Paul shouted, mark my words. If we allow ourselves to be physically circumcised, thinking that we're pleasing God, it will have no value. It will become a useless practice that religious leaders impressed on many to undergo, even though themselves were breaking the law of God and failing to keep the whole word of God. So if we keep trying to justify ourselves by keeping religious practice of the law, we'll alienate ourselves from Christ and we'll fall from grace. Look how we justify what we do in God's house today. See, those who want to make a good impression outwardly teach that we should undergo a physical change so we can appear saved. They're teaching these religious practices, they and we are both about our flesh. But the only thing that really counts is the condition of our hearts. We have to watch out. Lord, help us. Paul called those who teach such things dogs, people who do evil, who are only concerned about the flesh. But we who have been circumcised, who worship by the Spirit, and in the glory of Christ Jesus, put no confidence in the flesh. We put no confidence in our possessions. We put no confidence in our money. We put our confidence is only in Christ Jesus. We're looking for circumcision through Christ, not done by human hand. We want Christ to circumcise our hearts by faith, by the way we walk, how we keep God's word. Go with me to Colossians chapter 2, verses 10 to 12. See, our hearts must be swept clean, made whole, made new, circumcised by faith in Christ Jesus. Lord, we need your help. Help us, God. Help us, Lord, to circumcise our hearts, Lord. Colossians chapter 2, verses 10 to 12 says, "And you have been given fullness in Christ, who is the head over every power and authority. In him you were also circumcised, and putting off the sinful nature. Not with a circumcision done by the hands of man, but with the circumcision done by Christ, having been buried with him in baptism, and raised with him through your faith in the power of God, who raised him from the dead. We must remember that we have taken off the old self. We put on a new self, which is being renewed in the image of Christ Jesus. There is no Greek or Jew. There is no circumcised or uncircumcised. There is no slave or free. But Christ is all and in all. We know that circumcision of the flesh is useless and meaningless. We place our faith in Christ Jesus. We become circumcised believers by faith. By the name and power of Christ Jesus, our hearts is circumcised." See, Paul teaches that he had to learn from God how the Lord sees others. So we cannot allow our religious beliefs keep us from accepting the ways of God. See, once Peter was taught by the Lord, he had to go against the physical circumcised believers who was criticizing him. See, what God has called us to accept, we must accept. You and I cannot spend our time boasting about our beliefs in our flesh. We cannot stand around arguing about religious principles. God is the God of everyone. He's not just God of one culture or one denomination. The Lord would justify the circumcised and the uncircumcised by faith. See, that's the key that you and I got to get it. It's not based on anything that we believe that came from this world, but it is the circumcised of the heart. It is being circumcised by the power of God through Christ Jesus, through the Spirit of God in our lives. We must be circumcised. See, God is the Father of all who believe. By faith, we receive the sign of circumcision. We receive a seal of righteousness by faith because we allow God to circumcise our hearts. Go with me to Romans chapter 4, verses 11 to 12. See, all that matters is we come to live and believe in Christ Jesus. Nothing of the flesh can get us there. Only by faith will Christ circumcise our hearts. Only by our faith will Christ count us righteous. See, it is a circumcision of the heart that you and I have to undergo. Romans chapter 4, verses 11 to 12 says, "And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness that he had by faith while he was still uncircumcised. So then he is the father of all who believe, but who have not been circumcised, in order that righteousness might be credited to them. He's also the father of the circumcised, who not only are circumcised, but who also walk in the footsteps of the faith that our father Abraham had before he was circumcised." See, if we're circumcised in the flesh, it has no value in Christ Jesus. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. We have to be careful. There are elements in the world that will keep us from obeying the truth, causing us to run our race in vain. Like many other religious practices, they use things such as being circumcised and uncircumcised as a way to create division. In the past, we lived separated from Christ. But now, by the blood of Christ Jesus, we're brought together, circumcised by faith. Our hearts will be circumcised by the faith we express, by the love that we show to others. See, many taught that unless we are circumcised according to the law, unless we follow religious practices, we cannot be saved. This creates an issue within the church. So Paul and Barnabas went to Jerusalem to discuss this matter with the other apostles and the elders. See, religious leaders insisted that the practice be followed that was found in the Old Testament. But Christ taught that he looks at the heart to determine if we have accepted God's word and received the Holy Spirit. See, Christ makes no distinction based on us being circumcised in the flesh or undergo physical circumcision. We cannot test God with our practices and place a yoke on others that we are unwilling to bear. We who are in Christ cannot be justified outwardly. Neither can we look at circumcision from any outwardly or physical point of view. We who are in Christ must undergo a circumcision of the heart by the Spirit. Our hearts have to be circumcised so we can praise God for what he's done in our lives. See, when you and I undergo a circumcision of the heart, it brings the word of God near to us. It places it in our mouth and in our heart. It helps us to believe in our heart that Christ Jesus is alive today. Go with me to Romans chapter 10, verses 8 to 9. See, with a circumcised heart, we draw near to God. Our heart is changed by the Spirit as we live in Christ Jesus. You'll feel it, the circumcision cutting away some things in your heart and in your life. See, we have to grow by drawing ourselves to God and through His Word, Spirit, and Son. We then allow the circumcision of our hearts to take place. Romans chapter 10, verses 8 to 9 says, but what does it say? The Word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we're proclaiming. That if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. See, circumcision we seek is that which opens the eyes of our hearts in order that we know the hope by which we are called. So we express the riches of God's glorious inheritance in the saints in our everyday lives. We experience God's incomparable great power, or the working of God's mighty strength in our lives through Christ Jesus. With circumcised heart, we're encouraged and united in love. We have the fullness of Christ and the understanding of God's will, in order that we may know the mystery of God in Christ Jesus, whom are hidden in all treasures of wisdom and knowledge. With a circumcised heart, we must keep our hearts circumcised in love. We cannot turn to having a sinful, unbelieving heart, turning away from the living God. We need to stick together and encourage each other as long as it's called today. We have been called to come and share in Christ Jesus, must hold firmly to the way, all the way to the end. The circumcision must stick with us. It cannot fade away. It must remain on us. See, the circumcision that Christ has done by faith, it must stay upon us. It must be in our hearts. See, God's word helps us to stay circumcised. It helps our heart to stay right with God. See, we have to experience our hearts being circumcised by the Lord. We have to give our heart over to God. Our whole heart has to become circumcised so the fullness of Christ is given through the Spirit. There can be no resistance. We must allow the Lord to take our heart and cut away any evil that's in us. The anger has to be cut away. The hurt and the hate has to be cut away. All jealousy has to be cut away. Lord, help us today. God, see, all unforgiveness has to be cut away from our heart. For our heart to be fully circumcised. See, this process will take some time for our hearts to be fully circumcised by the Lord, by the Spirit. See, our sinful desires, our sinful motives has to be cut away. Lord, help us, Jesus. We have to allow God to circumcise our whole heart. Lord Jesus. The cutting away happen because God's word is alive and active inside of us. It's sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to the dividing soul, spirit, joint, and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of our hearts. We have to allow God to circumcise our heart through Christ. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him whom we must give account. We have to allow God through Christ to circumcise our hearts. Blessed is the one who reads and receives God's word. Blessed are those who hear that. Blessed are those who take heart in what is written. Blessed are those who live with a circumcised heart, because the time is near. We have to allow God to circumcise our heart through faith. Glory to God. We must allow the cutting away of our sinful nature. It has to be cut away. It all has to be cut away. Praise God. Praise the Lord. We need a new circumcised heart, which only comes through Christ Jesus and by the Spirit. It's time to grow in Christ. Our heart has to be right to serve the Lord. Our heart has to be right for us to be called one of God's righteous ones. We've been called and we must answer. And the work of cutting away all sin must continue. Allow the Spirit to cut away the bad that's in us. Lord, help us today. Lord, help us. Lord, we give ourselves away to you, Lord. Cut away, Lord, the anger that's inside of us. Lord Jesus, help us. Let us not fake it. Let us not act like we've been changed. God, let it be evident in our heart that you've cut away all the hate inside of us. Lord Jesus, come by the power of God and the authority of God that's in you, Lord. Cut away the jealousy that's in our hearts. Lord, we ask you, Lord, help us, God, to cut away all unforgiveness that's still inside of us. See, we can't serve you with an uncircumcised heart where we're hiding things that's in our heart that's displeasing to you. God, help us, Lord. Cut away all the greed that's inside of us, Lord Jesus. Lord, help us, Lord. Cut away all the selfishness that's inside of us, God. Let there be no doubt and unbelief. Cut it all away, Lord. Lord, we need you operating on us and operating on our hearts and change us, Lord Jesus. We need a circumcised heart to grow in you, Christ Jesus. Help us to understand, God. Give us some understanding in our hearts today as we go before you. Lord, we praise your holy name because of the work that you're doing on our hearts. It's not a physical separation. It's not a show. It's not a boasting of what we've done and how you changed us. It is a changing of the heart, a circumcision of the heart that you and I want to experience in God. So our hearts are changing. It has to be all cut away. See, our hearts have to be changed. So we have life in Christ Jesus. It has to be cut away. You can't hold on. Don't resist. Don't hold back. Don't try to hold anything. Let it all be cut away. Let God operate on your heart today. Let it all be circumcised. So you and I can have a fullness in Christ. All that God wants for us to have. Let us have a circumcised heart as we praise God. Let us have a circumcised heart as we pray to God. Let us have a circumcised heart as we're in God's house. Let us have a circumcised heart on our job. As we walk the streets, that we'll do good, that God's goodness will be evident in us by the condition of our hearts. We have a circumcised heart, not by man's heart, a hand, not by the tradition of man, not by the teaching of man, but the power, Spirit, of Word of God that's in our life. You and I have a circumcised heart to have the fullness of Christ Jesus residing on the inside of us, walks with us every day and night as our hearts continue to get cut away, circumcised by the power of God, so we can live our lives to please Jesus. Lord, help us, Jesus. Father God, in the name of your Son, Christ Jesus, help us cut it all away, God. Give us a circumcised heart, Lord, so we can be right before you. Let us not defile it. Let us hold on to it. Let us hold on to the work that Christ has done in our heart by the Spirit. Let us hold on to it. Let us guard over ourselves so our hearts are uncircumcised, is cut away. We become circumcised by the power and Spirit of God in our life. And let us hold on to our circumcised heart all the way to the end. We experience the salvation of God in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.